atisendaba ku VOA indebele
walamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngolwesine ziku 26 kumpandula 2019 ngosithandekile mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa utshele umhlangano we-United Nations General Assembly ekuseni namhla eNew York khonapha eMelika ukuthi uhulumende wakhe uselethe umbuso okhululekileyo eZimbabwe njalo ukhale ngezijeziso zama-sanctions.
These achievements are in spite of the continued albatross of the illegal economic sanctions.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi amazwi kamongameli Mnangagwa yiwo kanye abekhangelelwe ngabaningi.
Into enkulu kuyadindeka ukuzama ukutshela amanye ama-leaders in the world ukuthi iZimbabwe is making progress and yena ngokwakhe lehulumende yakhe bayenza ama-reform and sokumele ama-sanctions esuswe.
Umeli weMelika eZimbabwe umnumzana Brian Nichols uthi ilizwe leMelika selengezelele imali yokuncedisa abalambayo eZimbabwe ngemali eyi 41.9 million eyokuthenga ukudla. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuona lo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa utshele umhlangano we-United Nations General Assembly ekuseni namhla eNew York khonapha eMelika ukuthi uhulumende wakhe uselethe umbuso okhululekileyo eZimbabwe. Umongameli Mnangagwa ukhale njalo ngezijeziso ezetheswa amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF yiMelika lomanyano we-European Union esithi sezilethele uzulu weZimbabwe udubo olumangalisayo. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Njengoba kukhangelelwe umongameli Mnangagwa usole izijeziso lezi esithi ziphazamisa uzulumakhaza kanye lemizamo kahulumende wakhe yokuvuselela umnotho. Ngokunjalo uthe kumele zesulwe ngokuphangisa ukuze eZimbabwe lenelise ukuqhubekela phambili liphume engxakini elikizo.
These achievements are in spite of the continued albatross of the illegal economic sanctions.
Ngethula amazwi ami kulandela ukusithiya kukamnumzana Robert Mugabe owayengumongameli welizwe. Ilizwe leZimbabwe liphakathi kokuguquka njalo lizimisele ukuvuselela umnotho obanjwe izijeziso zenotho.
Our progress inhibiting our economic recovery and punishing the poorest and the most vulnerable in our society.
Umnangagwa uqale ngokukhumbuza abakhokheli bamazwe omhlaba kulomhlangano ngokubhubha kukamnumzana Robert Mugabe esithi njengoba enguye osiziphethe esidukwini uhulumende wakhe usehamba ngonyawo olwehlukileyo oluhlonipha umbuso okhululekileyo lentando kaZulu. Uthe kunengi asekwenzile kusukela engena embusweni okugoqela ukwesula imithetho ecindezelayo efana lephosa le-ayipha. Uthe lokhu kutshengisa sobala ukuzimisela kukahulumende wakhe ukuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu.
In our desire to deepen democratic space in our country,
ukuzimisela kwethu lokusebenza gadalala kubangele ukuthi imali yesizwe ingedluli indleko zethu okuyinto engakaza ibonakale kumbali yelizwe.
On aspects of our social, political and economic reforms.
Umnangagwa uqhubeke sithi uhulumende wakhe uphakathi kokukhulumisana lamabandla aphikisayo emizameni yokugxilisa umkhuba wokubamba iqhaza lanxa abantu bengaboni ngasolinye njalo bengabamabandla ezombusazwe achiyeneyo.
These achievements are in spite of the continued albatross of the illegal economic sanctions.
Konke lokhu kwenzakala kungelani lezijeziso zenotho ezingekho emthethweni. Lezi zijeziso zenqabela inqubela phambili yentuthuko lempila kahle yesizwe.
Furthermore, the sanctions are slowing down our progress, inhibiting our economic recovery and punishing the poorest and the most vulnerable in our society.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthe njalo eZimbabwe livulekile kubatshali bezimali abangaba lesifiso sokuzevula amabhizimusi. Unxuse njalo amazwe omhlaba ukuthi asebenzelane leZimbabwe yona athi izimisele ukudlelana yiloba yiliphi ilizwe. Uthe uhulumende wakhe usebenza gadalala kunhlelo zokuqeda ubuyanga ngokuthuthukisa uZulu ngenhlelo zempilakahle lezemfundo. Umongameli Mnangagwa ukhulume kusanda chaya ihola lesibili ekuseni njalo wethule umbiko wakhe phakathi kwemizuzu elithumi lasithupha. Lokhu bekungokwesibili ukuthi uMnangagwa akhulume emhlanganweni we-United Nations njengomongameli weZimbabwe ngemva kokugenqulwa kukaMgabe Libutho ngo-2017. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisesigodlweni se-United Nations e-New York. Yimi uNtungamili Nkomo.
Siyabonga Ntungamili. Kusenjalo ke, ingcwethi yezicubungula izombusazwe zithi amazwi kamongameli Mnangagwa yiwo abevele ekhangelelwe ngabaningi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lezinye zalezi ngcwethi uMnumzana Kelvin Manduna.
Mnangagwa ngathi akhulumanga anything okutsha. Ispeech sakhe ukhulume izinto ebesicabanga ukuthi uzazikhuluma zona. Uthinte kakhulu indaba yama-sanctions ngoba ukubuya kwakhe lapha sibili into enkulu kwi-agenda yakhe. Ukuzama ukutshela amanye ama-leaders in the world ukuthi iZimbabwe is making progress. And yena ngokwakhe lehulumende yakhe bayenza ama-reforms and sokumele ama-sanctions esuswe. I think that was the main message yakhe namhlanje. Wakhuluma ngokunye ukuthi i-corruption bayayilwisa and Zimbabwe is open for business. Wakhuluma futhi ukuthi indaba ye-climate change isehluphile iZimbabwe konke le-SADC and lokhu sifuna imali as much as 600 million yama-dollar aseMelika to deal with the aftermath cyclone Idai eyasitshaya a few months ago and looking forward ngoba sile drought kathesi zabe sifuna futhi enye imali I think over $330 million American. So ngathi i-main issue yakhe bekukhuluma ukuthi uyayenza ama-reforms and uyacela ukuthi bekhiphe ama-sanctions.
Manje ngokubona kwakho amazwi wona la ngamazwi okuthi inkokheli yamanye amazwe ikakhulu eMelika ingawezwa iza yekethisa izijeziso zenotho lezi.
Hayi. The short answer I am ukuthi hayi. Sebekhulume kaningi kathesi. Ningazi ukukhuluma kokwabo ambassador baseMelika oseHarare. Konke lama-statements akhulunywa ngumongameli Trump lehulumende yakhe. Balokhu bephinde ukuthi bafuna ukubona ama-reforms. Bafuna ukubona ama-reforms. And abakhululeki nama-reforms ayenza. Akhulunywa ngumnangagwa ukuthi uyawayenza. They are not satisfied. So ningathi kule mismatch. Into ekhuluma yilo mnangagwa lezi zinto ezenzakalayo on the ground ekhaya kuyachiyana. Kuyakhuluma okuningi kwama-reforms kodwa nxa sikhangela izenzo ezenzakalayo especially indaba le kadokotela e-abduction makes abantu bebona ukuthi they are not satisfied of any reforms ayenzakalayo.
Lowo ke ngumnumzana Calvin Manduna, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekhonapha eMelika.
uhulumende ilandela isisekelo sombuso uzakupha amandla ezigabeni kuhlelo lwe-devolution. Kambe lokhu kuyanceda na abantu besigabeni seMaswingo? Ukulandela lolu daba siza kuba seMaswingo ngoMvulo 23 Mpandula. Wozani lihlangane loBlessing Zulu owe-Studio 7. Sibambane le-Media Center eChevron Hotel ngo-10 ekuseni sixoxe ngalolu daba.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America ese Washington. Uxolo umhlangano lowana usudlule. Ngesikhangele indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezikumaphephandaba lemsakazo etshiyeneyo. Uhulumende uthi uDokotela Peter Magombey obikwa wathunjwa ngabantu abangaziwayo njalo oyelwatshayo esibhedlela eHarare kulandela lesi sika kavinjelwanga kuya lapho afuna khona njengalokho okuchiwoyo. Uthe amapholisa ayecele ukuthi engaye South Africa ngesiphangephange lapho kumele aye kwelatshwa khona ngoba ifuna ukuqedisisa uphenyo lwawo ngokuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakala kuye. Uhulumende uthi amapholisa adinga abantu abalichumi lanhlanu ababikwa bebefuna ukuthumba uMagombey esibhedlela. Umahluli uMnumzana George Chiweshe izolo unqume ukuthi amapholisa amkhulule uMagombey aye lapho afuna ukuya khona. Kwenzakalani namuhla kwi-Intwasa Festival koBulawayo yona isaqhubeka. Kulethuba lokutshelana indaba ele-storytelling eyabe iqhutshwa ngumgcini Nyoni e-National Art Gallery kusukisela ngo-10 ekuseni kusiya ku-4 p.m. ngasikhathi sinye e-Evelyn High School, uDr. Svanda loSasen Pepo bazabe belohlelo lababalisi olwe-Teachers Platform. Ntambama iqembu leSunduza Dance Company lizabukisa umdlalo we-Adventure of Robert Moffat eBulawayo Theatre kusukela ngehola lika-6 ntambama kusiya kwelika-7. Bese kulandela uThe Storm with the Little Theatre Production ngo-7:30. Abaqamulana-ke labo-ke abaqamula abantu ngembambo ngamahlaya. Ama-comedians alohlelo oluthi Borderline Insanity e-Hope Center kusukela ngo-6 p.m. kusiya ku-8 p.m. Babalisa uKing Kandolo Mafoti, Andrew Manyika, Tlanda lo Ezra. Yebo ke ukuthi kabe kusenzakalani intwasa ke besikuthethe kuphepha lendaba le The Chronicle isigaba sabo esezemidlalo. Okwamanje ke ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumela wona ngeWhatsApp.
Kukhuluma lo mama weSouth Africa. Mina ngithanda ukuphawula ngokuyalisa kukaDr. Magombey ukuthi eseSouth Africa. Sometimes izinto esizizwa kuStudio 7 it's unbelievable, although kuliqiniso. Angisho ukuthi nikhuluma amanga but it's unbelievable because nangumgaba izolo lokhu asinto yakudala ofuzowafela eSingapore obelatshwa eSingapore uchiwe nga ngagcina laye eseChina ngazi orosowajika. So if ever umgaba ezofela eSingapore omunye useChina and yibo abantu abakhula abasiphethe ukuthi iSingapore isekudeni kanjani, lo oyalisa ukuthi azolatshwa eSouth Africa nje eduze khona la. Ayi mina yazi into ezenzakala ekhaya ngesifiso sami yazi sokudinga abantu abathi enough is enough, abantu abangasoze. Ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu omunye ubhuti engithanda ukumuzwa lapha la ohlala esethu seSouth Africa like ekhuluma nje ngelizwe lethu ukuthi igama lakhe angikakaze ngilizwe. Alo bhuti ngithanda ukumbonga kakhulu kube kulo kwenzeka yazi kube sonke nisifane naye, nifane nami futhi yazi. Mina I don't care ukuthi ngiyefa but maybe future abantu abangi-right cause mathi uyabheka already you are dead. Nanku sihlale South Africa bengasicabanga kahle bayasishaya. So eZimbabwe sokufuna abantu abathi enough is enough. Akusafuna ukuthi uthi hey kule strike yes fluctuate. Asofuna abantu abathi enough is enough. Mina ngokubona kwami ambona ukuthi if ever see million yabantu sithi enough is enough. Amasotsha engasikhiphi isibhamu. Ngoba obvious nabo bazoba besaba ukuthi if bengabulala abantu abangaka amanye amazwe azawuthini. But the fact ukuthi babona ukuthi strike bangikhona ke kulanganda abalushwana. And nabe qhamuka amaphoyisa abafana babaleka beshiza lukazizishaya which is not good. Abantu bakhitha sivuleni amehlo bantu sibone ukuthi siyenzani. Ngiyanicela uswelo nje ongaqala nje ethi bantu nayo indlela makuliwa makuliwa ukuze silungise into zethu. Ngiyabonga.
Yazi mina abantu bezimbabwe mina liyamangalisa. Lehlela likhala kumpela yeso kuthetha ukuthetha especially nabantu bezano lile problem lina. Liyawazi ukuthi ngingakhumbula amazwi kamgabe mhlana ama-sanctions eqala ukufakwa yila ekhuluma esithi yena uzabe siyafunani kanti e-America yena useZimbabwe yakhe ekhululekileyo uthatha umhlabathi wakhe. Lamhlanje selibona ubunzima seliqalisa futhi ukukhala lithi yeye amakhiwa lifakele ama-sanctions. Akula ma-sanctions lapha. Ama-sanctions ngaba khona ngabe vele la mnankagwa kakho khona le America. Kade simnankagwa use-America unatitiye ye-America udla ukudla kwe-America uthwele imali ye-America esikhwameni. Lina limsapota lingapha eZimbabwe lithwele ama-bond note angala msebenzi.
Salibonani basakazi nabalaleli. Bakithi kubuhlungu ngabo ukuthi ubaba uMagombe kuthiwe akavunyelwe ngase-South Africa kanti uhulumende naye wayethi into le imphatha kabi ukuthi uthunjwe ngabantu angabazi. Kambe okuyinkinga ukuthi ayalatshwa South Africa yini into efishwayo ngoba lo muntu akanalo necala ngisho elilodwa alibotshelwayo. Njalo wayethunjiwe uhulumende ethi akakwazi. Okwamanje siyakwazi ukuthi wonke umuntu ngisho lapho uhulumeni baphuma ngaphandle bayolatshwa ngoba izibhedlela imeeting ekho ama-doctors engekho. Lo yena woneni ngoba nanku phela lo vice president la useshayina uyelatshwa. Ngisho noma ngubani osekuhulumende maye ngabe egula uyaphuma uyaphandle. Ubaba lwenu uwonene udokotela lo uwonene okwazi alele uyalatshwa phandle nokwenza ehamba ngezimali zakhe angahambe ngemali zikahulumende. Hhayi bakithi hhayi uhulumende kakazama ukubona enye indlela ngoba lokho kudala ukuthi la ma-sanction lalo bekhuluma ngawo kungakho umuntu ozamukela kubulala ilizwe lokho. Amazwe akho ubuka njani loku into efana nale? Hhayi bakithi uhulumende kakabhekisisele imithetho yakhe eminye efakele izwe enkingeni. Ngiyabonga.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngoMagumbe lo dokotela owaliswa ukuyalatshwa. Ukhangele ukutshengisa ukuthi kunohulumende lesandle kuwe ekuthatheni kwakhe. Kanti uhulumende banele ucukuka ngaka. Bese sithi uhulumende yakhethwa abantu enali. Akula nto enjalo mani ayikhethwanga lokodwa yakhethwa aniyananzeleli izikhalazo zabantu. Ngiyabonga. Studio 7, salubonani lonke. Siyaphila sibili. Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngoMagumbe lo dokotela owaliswa ukuyalatshwa. Ukhangele ukutshengisa ukuthi kunohulumende lesandle kuwe ekuthatheni kwakhe. Kanti uhulumende banele ucukuka ngaka. Bese sithi uhulumende yakhethwa abantu enali. Akula nto enjalo mani ayikhethwanga lokodwa yakhethwa aniyananzeleli izikhalazo zabantu. Ngiyabonga. Sesibhakwa.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu. Eliwathumela kuWhatsApp ngonombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Yesikhangeleke ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ilizwe leMelika lilobelane isivumelwano lele Honduras ngolwesithathu okungeminye yemizamo yokuvimbela iziphepheli ezisuka esigabeni seCentral America zidlula eMexico zilubhekise eMelika. Imininingwane yalesi sivumelwano ayikacaci njalo ilandela esinye isivumelwano Ele Melika eyasilobelana lele El Salvador le Guatemala. Umongameli Hassan Rouhani we Iran utshele inkokheli zamanye zamazwe omhlaba ngolwesithathu emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly osaqhubeka eNew York ukuthi ilizwe lakhe alisoze likhulumisane lele Melika ngenhlelo ezimqoka nxa lingethulanga izijeziso zenotho elazethesa ilizwe lakhe ngenxa yodaba lwezikhali zama-nuclear weapons. Umeli wele Melika eZimbabwe umnumzana Brian Nichols uthi ilizwe leMelika selengezelele imali yokuncedisa abalambayo eZimbabwe ngemali eyizigidi ezingamachumi amane i-41.9 million, yona eyokuthenga ukudla. Lokhu kusho ukuthi imali esiphiwe ilizwe leZimbabwe ukuncedisa abalambayo isifika phose izigidi ezilikhulu i-89.9 million ekhangelelwe ukunceda abantu abafika isigidi esisodwa ikakhulu emaphandleni kuze kuyofika isivuno somnyaka ozayo. Isigaba seMathebeleland South sihlaselwe kakhulu indlala osokubangele ukuthi izifuyo zicube. EMathebeleland North lakho indlala imbi kakhulu. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele sakhamuzi sedethe umnumzana Stanley Torima wathi impilo isinzima kakhulu ngenxa yendlala.
Umumo unzima lapha Gande, ngikhuluma kanje indlala imemetheke kakhulu endaweni ezithi especially ngapha umsulo weWange district la iMagoli, iDete, iDingani, iMambanje, Makwandara, all those places abantu balendlala ezwayo ukuthi ungafika kona izizona lezi ndawo uyabona sibili ukuthi akuyazwisusizi.
Manje abantu nxa usithi kuyazwisusizi baphila ngani, badlani, bayazama yini ukuthi badinge okungabaphilisa?
Abantu abalandlela ukuthi bangadinga ukuthi bengaphila njani. Umumona lo kunzima i-social welfare ikona but i-social welfare problem ikona ngeyokuthi bale certain age abayinikayo and then with certain people balama disabilities abalawo ayiqokeli umuntu wonke ukuthi ethole ukudla njalo ukudla kwabo kuyauya abantu sebezwile kakhulu nendlala. The last time they received ukudla abantu abanikwa the social welfare kwakungobo end of June, which means end of July there was nothing, end of August there was nothing, now we are at the end of September hakula lutho and ucabanga ukuthi umuntu uzaphila njani le 50 kg yona le eyi-1 inyanga zonke zona le? So kunzima sibi.
Manje ezikolo abantwana bayahamba yini belambile?
Abantwana etis esikolo bayala lokhu yi-advantage ukuthi nxa izikolo zivaliwe at least kuyabe kungelahlupho but nxa zivuliwe ukudlabana baya belakho but baya bengelazishebo. So what it means is impuphu ingakwanisa ukuthi begayisi babe lokhudla khonokuyanga ukuthi bapheke isitshwala but isitshebo sangikhona baya belakho and then ezinye izikolo azilawo umumbu wonalowo and what it means is right now bengasahambe isikolo bakhona kathesi esithi singahamba ngesi sikhathi uyabuza umzali ukuthi kathi indawo umntwana engahambanga esikolo ukuthi ake ngakwanisa ukuhamba isikolo because izulo silele singadlanga. So umumbu wangu na unzima especially singa consider ungahamba kuma court statistics uzabona ukuthi indawo zona lezi engikhuluma ngazo zile high number of poachers ngenxa yokuthi abantu bayalamba and they fail to get even some social benefits from the government. So akunzima sibi.
Lo ngumnumzana Stanley Torima isakhamuzi sedethe ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7. Wezomculo namhla siliqhunsela ingoma ethi Highlanders eculwa ke ngumuyi uSenator Sithembile Mlotshwa elamagabazi amagabazi phela lapha nguJayz Maravini Londa Chimkize labanye. Sikhumbule phela ukuthi iBoso inqobe ibulawa iChiefs nge-2-1 enkundleni yeBarberville Stadium izolo. Thank you. ke umculo othi Highlanders yona ke esiphiwa ngomoyi uSenator Stembile Mlotsho elamagabazi uJays Marabini loNdachi Mkhize labanye singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa utshele umhlangano weUnited Nations ebusene namhla eNew York ukuthi uhulumende wakhe uselethe umbuso okhululekileyo eZimbabwe njalo wakhala ngezijeziso zama-sanctions. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngosithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.